A major security operation in Baghdad is increasing sectarian tensions in the city. The Iraqi government is calling Operation Lightning a success, even as insurgents have killed dozens of people in suicide bombings and other attacks around the country. Today, Iraq's interior minister told reporters that more than 100 insurgents have been killed and 700 suspects arrested during the Baghdad crackdown. But as NPR's Deborah Amos reports, Sunni Muslims in the Iraqi capital are complaining that the operation is targeting their community.
The Abu Hanifa Mosque in a predominantly Sunni neighborhood was so crowded during Friday prayers, worshippers packed the outside courtyard. They came to share their anger with Sunni Muslim leaders, men who have emerged since the fall of Saddam to speak for the minority Sunni Muslims of Iraq. Operation Lightning is against us, thundered the prayer leader.
Our cities are under siege. Our young people are arrested, and no one can perform prayers in our mosques.
It was an unusual show of unity for Sunni leaders who don't agree on much, except a grievance over the loss of ruling status since the fall of Saddam's regime. For the first time, the Iraqi Islamic Party, which has cooperated with the new government, and the Islamic Scholars Association, often believed to have ties with the insurgency, prayed and politicked together. The angry union comes at a sensitive time. The new Iraqi government, dominated by Shiite Muslims, has been reaching out to Sunnis, even though Sunnis mostly stayed away from the polls in the national election in January. There are fears Iraq could slide into civil war unless more Sunnis are convinced to end support for the insurgency and join in the political process. But relations between Sunnis and the Shiite-led government are volatile. Another example, at a Baghdad hotel this week, were more than 200 Sunnis in suits and tribal robes gathered to protest the arrest of a leading Sunni politician by U.S. soldiers. Military officials admitted it was a mistake. The Iraqi government acted swiftly to get him released, but the damage had been done. Jawad al-Maliki, a government official, tried to assure the assembled Sunnis that he, too, shared their anger. It was time the Americans handed over security to the Iraqis to end these mistakes, he told them.
Condemning and objecting is not enough anymore. The security forces, police, and army are ready to chase the suspects.
But a Sunni speaker, Dr. Osam al-Rawa, made it clear the anger was not just directed at U.S. forces, but at the Iraqi government itself. Al-Rawi charged Iraqi soldiers and police were targeting Sunnis. They had arrested a cleric, he charged, and tortured him.
I saw the terrifying torture that even devils would not dare to do. He said that when he was hung up from the ceiling fan, they were telling him to confess.
By the time Al-Rawi finished condemning the government, he had swayed the crowd. And they joined him in a pledge to continue support for an insurgency that has grown ever more violent in the past month.
By God, I will never ask anyone after this day to put down his weapons. Let anyone punish me for saying that.
It is in this heated atmosphere that the Iraqi government is trying to reach an agreement with Sunni leaders to nominate 13 Sunnis to join a committee that is to draft Iraq's new constitution. But Dr. Adel Al-Khayar, an Iraqi political science professor, believes the numbers are not important. It is the process that must be open, he says, so all Iraqis have a say before the document is finalized.
First, to publish after discuss with all these groups, or even with the Senate, and to publish it to the population, and to do some voting for this constitution, and we will see.
But time is short. The deadline for completing the constitution is now 2 months away. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Baghdad.